Every Area Help Wanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, do you know why we're getting applications from jugglers and tightrope walkers?
I just posted on a national job site that this job can be a balancing act and you'll have to juggle many tasks.
But the job is for head of accounting. Some of the applicants include lion tamers.
Have you met the guys in accounting? They're animals.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Geez, dude, you need to change your blinker fluid.
That's not a thing.
And your thoracic couplet is totally shot.
Really?
It is.
Look, nothing gets by me. Just like this oil filter. Nothing gets by Purolator.
Hey, if you're using Purolator Boss, you know your stuff.
Oh, yeah. Protection up to 15,000 miles.
Ooh, but you really should replace your Vesuvius valve.
Stop talking.
Now get a Purolator Boss premium oil filter and 5 quarts of synthetic oils for $32.99 at Advance Auto Parts. See store for details.
Hello, Morgan Freeman here with a Halloween tip. Run out of candy? Well, don't panic. Kids aren't particular. As long as they feel something land in their bags, they'll never know you're doling out raisins, pebbles, or expired meds. Hell, even if they figure it out, what are they going to do? Call the trick-or-treat police? Newsflash, there is no such thing. Just like evolution, the female or mortality. Happy Halloween.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada. News Talk 93.1 FM. Riverside Chevrolet.
Halloween 2 weeks from today, and it's 8 o'clock already.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says there shouldn't be a rush to judgment about the disappearance and reported murder of a Saudi Arabian journalist in Turkey. He says it also matters whether the Saudi king and crown prince were in on it.
If they knew about it, that would be bad. If they didn't know about it, bad things can happen.
He was on Fox Business Network. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham tells Fox,
"You don't have to be Sherlock Holmes, my favorite line, to figure this out. He goes in the consulate, he never comes out. We have intel that Saudi Arabia, the crown prince, was annoyed with this guy."
Jamal Khashoggi was critical of the Saudi regime. Marijuana is legal in Canada starting today. Ian Power was there when a shop opened at midnight in St. John's, Newfoundland.
Feels great. Wouldn't you be super happy, too, if you were the first person in line? I'm so excited.
Canada's the second country after Uruguay to legalize marijuana nationally. This is Fox News.
Sometimes we all crave feedback from our coworkers. How about that Rich Thomas, Greg Budell?
Oh, God, he's on fire today. He says he's tired, but he is on fire today.
Jay Scott, your message to Emily Hayes.
I mean, you are a girl.
Emily Hayes, what's it like to work with Greg Budell?
I can't even say, whoa.
Bailey the Wonder Dog, what do you think? And Rich Thomas, how about Emily Hayes?
You're going to make somebody a really nice wife.
Is that a veiled message to boyfriend?
This has been a public service announcement from Rich on WACV.
There you have it. Stay tuned for Three Men and a Lady. Any last words on Emily, Rich?
She's such a girl.
Yeah, you got that right.
Tomorrow morning, we will be celebrating Jay Scott's birthday with Simba, the birthday elephant. Among other excitements, it is Jay Scott's birthday tomorrow. He's here today, of course, along with the aforementioned Emily Hayes and the genius behind the barometer.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Ox Foundation Solutions. For a free quote, call 205-918-7628 or go to oxfoundations.com. Ox Foundation Solutions, Alabama's best foundation and waterproof specialists.
Three of us should huddle later on. We should probably start thinking about what we're going to do on his birthday.
You know, why do we wait till the last minute?
I don't know.
I think best in these situations.
Rich, this is your third Jay Scott's birthday.
You would know.
By now.
I'm looking forward to taking tomorrow off for my birthday.
Well,
We've
already been to Seattle. You're not going to pull that on us.
We'll meet, then I'll text him.
Text me later what you're doing, Ritz.
Our forecast for today, there's a few light showers out there roaming around. Otherwise, mostly cloudy today, a little cooler than it has been. Instead of upper 80s, we're looking for upper 70s today. Slight chance of a passing shower. It's not anything heavy. Tonight, partly cloudy, cooler, overnight low 56. Tomorrow, Sunshine will dominate. Comfortable day tomorrow. A nice Thursday. A nice day to have a birthday with a high around 79. Friday, increasing clouds again. High 78. Risk of showers on Friday night, but a better chance of showers and thunderstorms Saturday as a significant frontal system approaches. One that will deliver the nicest air of the season so far. Now, we're just going to taste it. We're just going to sample it, but it's going to be nice. Upper 60s Sunday, 40s Sunday night into Monday morning. Right now, this morning, east winds at 7 miles per hour, cloudy skies. The temperature is 68 at 8:07.
Down to the traffic dungeon.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Everything's looking pretty decent. We do still have some leftover traffic on 65 southbound. That'll go from Highway 143 back up toward Cobbs Ford Road. On 85 southbound, right around Ann Street, there's a little bit of backed up traffic there. On the Eastern Boulevard, from Atlanta Highway down to the interstate, everything's kind of crowded up there a little bit. Otherwise, everything's looking real good. No new accidents to report. Begin your real estate career at Bo Evans School of Real Estate. Classes begin January 7th, or you can study online. Go to BoEvansSchoolOfRealEstate.com for all the details. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services to perform by the lawyers.
Speaking of birthdays, I did not know that Norm MacDonald was born in the same day as my dad, and we're playing some of his best stuff.
But I can't believe it's been a quarter century since I made my television debut. It was all different back then. You know, it was back then, I remember if you wanted to take a picture, you would use a camera. Not a telephone. As a matter of fact, if you used a telephone, people would look at you odd. You stay still like that. What about in the old days when they took pictures of you way back? You know, where they pulled that thing and exploded and stuff? I got a picture of my great-grandfather. The thing took 6 hours to take your picture. And it was a picture of my great-grandfather won. They only had, every guy had one picture back then. I gotta get back, feed them hogs. Who's gonna feed the hogs? Somebody gotta feed them hogs. Now, in the future, of course, it'll be different. 50 years from now, people will be going like, hey, you wanna see 100,000 pictures of my great-grandfather?
I have to read that Peter Jackson thing. I watched it again.
Yeah.
When, that is out in the theaters when? Thursday?
It was out yesterday. It debuted. I'm sure it'll be out on, you know, where we can buy it and see it.
But, yeah, I got to get it because it's just amazing. And I also want to get that Diamond and Silk movie, Dummycrats. That was in the theater for one night on Monday because that looks like a lot of fun.
They took 100 hours of the World War One. Obviously, they're not going to do 100 hours in the movie, but he donated the 100 hours they fixed and restored to museums.
That's awesome.
And forever now, when we look at World War One footage, it won't be the funny walking, you know, walking with the wrong speed and all that.
Really cool stuff. And then they colorized it. Just amazing.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. Right now,
here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello. It's me, Emily, and my sometimes friend, Jay, here to talk to you about the Seafood Bistro located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. Tell them about it, Jay.
Well, it's delicious, let me tell you. Seafood Bistro is fantastic. We love Chef Paul over there doing just adding things to the menu.
Doing the Lord's work.
Jess in the kitchen as well back there, making some great food. They got the red beans and rice. They got the gumbo. Broadway Joe, who apparently will experience his first trip to the Seafood Bistro.
I'm so hungry.
Are you hungry, Rich?
So hungry.
Well, let me tell you about the mahi-mahi, or the popcorn shrimp they've got, or the beautiful Cajun popcorn, the crab claws.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the cheese sticks, the calamari. You have calamari before, right, Rich?
Yeah. I have. Hopefully, have it again.
Yeah, bacon-stuffed jalapeno poppers. Yeah. It's fantastic. Check out the entire menu online at theseafoodbistro.com, and you can also order from there, and they'll have it ready for you when you get there. You can order through the Waiter app and have it delivered to wherever you might be, you know, within the Waiter app distance thing. But give them a call, 279-7500. They're located right down the street from here on Perry Hill Road at 1651 Perry Hill Road. Don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook for The Seafood Bistro. It's delicious when you think about it, isn't it? It's just great. You think about The Seafood Bistro, and you just have a big...
It's fantastic. Also fantastic is they're making a movie about the Queen's corgis.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's so cute. It's an animated movie about the corgi donut.
The Queen's corgis. What are they going to call that movie?
Hello, Queen.
It's so cute. Look at the little animated thing with the little corgi and the queen. Oh, my God.
This has been a test. Had this been an actual emergency, you would have instructed where to tune in your area for news and official information.
About the corgis.
This is only a test.
Mr. Electric presents Three Men and a Lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
In television's never-ending quest to self-destruct, the number three show from the 2017-18 season, the number three show was Roseanne. But then she may have used poor judgment in that that tweet, and ABC, being a network and very anti-Trump, fired her. And in the last few days, you've heard the stories that they have come to regret the knee-jerk reaction to that, wishing they had instead suspended her. Well, the show came back last night. Now, I played this clip earlier, but what we have now is Roseanne's reaction to the show. I'll have that for you. This is how they bumped her off.
I just got a call from a friend in the coroner's office. The autopsy found that it wasn't a heart attack. Roseanne OD'd on opioids.
Not possible. We knew she had a problem. She was only on pain pills for 2 days after surgery. Then it was just ibuprofen. It's got to be wrong.
Well, I wish it was, but they think that she must have taken the pills right before bed, and with her health issues, it was enough to stop her breathing.
Wait, what? Mom overdosed?
It doesn't make any sense. I got her knees fixed. I flushed all her pills.
Oh, my God. I found these pills in Mom's closet.
Well, these aren't even prescribed to her. She got them from Marcy Bellinger.
Damn. That's the only thing from Mom's closet that I wanted.
It's hard to follow up with a joke.
Yeah, they should have. I think they should have just let it be
fade
like
to black
a poignant moment and leave it and not go for a joke there. Especially, I mean, I understand them trying to be topical.
Well, basically, the joke is
the opioid crisis. But
no, the joke is I wish I could be abusing those drugs. Right. That's hilarious.
And
I'm laughing my butt off.
You know, I know it's a sitcom, but geez.
It's such a hot button issue right now because of the opioid crisis in the country that. If you haven't been immediately affected by somebody that's had any kind of addiction issue, you know somebody who has, and it's just not poor.
In my opinion, the biggest addiction problem this country faces has been, is now, and always will be alcohol.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
The rest of it, all they're doing, in my opinion, is making laws that are making it difficult for people who have legitimate needs for the stuff to get it. If you're in so much pain that you need a prescription for a narco painkiller and you got to go to Walmart every week to get it filled, how does that help somebody that's in great distress? I understand it's a crisis, but it's coming across the border. The stuff that people are shooting up and turning into heroin, that's an opioid. That's where the problem is. Maybe if we just stop trying to do something about it coming into the country. The other thing that has happened since we gave you that story this morning is Roseanne's announced her reaction. And shortly after the Conners premiered last night, she tweeted defiantly, "I ain't dead, bitches."
Nice self-edit.
Hours later,
She followed up with a lengthy Facebook statement rebuking ABC for squandering an opportunity to send a larger message about forgiveness and redemption, which is available to anybody who shares the...
Well,
what's done is done.
It's, they've already killed her off. Of course, that doesn't mean anything in TV.
Look at Dallas, what they did.
Yeah, I know. All they need is a shower now.
Right? But didn't they kill off Dan in the original series? Didn't he die?
Right. They've fixed people they've killed off many times before.
I don't know. I just think it's ruined now. It's runt.
Runt. That's correct. In the past tense, it's runt. Got another Norm MacDonald clip we're going to play shortly.
Is it Scrabble? No.
Old Harold Delaney?
Yeah.
We could play that at the end and leave 5 minutes early. Because that's one of our all-time favorites. Old Harold Delaney, Bed and Breakfast is the name on that, Jay, if you ever need to find it.
Okay.
I'll leave you that in my will. How about that? It may not be.
Thank you.
It may not be as fun as Bellinger's Pills in the closet, but it'll get you through 5 minutes of radio if you need it. I love it when I hear, and I got some great messages yesterday. I love it when I hear from listeners who have been to one of our sponsors and like send a picture from one of our restaurants or from somewhere else. So I went to El Jalisco last night to pick up dinner for the gang. And John Cato from J&S Landscaping was in there. They love the place. And while I was talking to John, we were talking about Lewis Lawn. It's like an amazing circle, isn't it? How this all kind of ties together. And Lewis Lawn is the place to get whatever you need to maintain the outside of your house. Now, this time of year, a lot of folks, A, before they put their mowers to bed, like to get them tuned up in service, you can do that. Or you can do it at the beginning of the year next year when they offer free pickup and delivery. A steel blower, though, is probably something that's going to get a lot of use in the days and weeks ahead as we head towards, as we barrel towards Tree Denusion Day. That's the day when all the leaves that, or all the trees that shed leaves, are completely naked. And they carry all the steel products at Lewis Lawn, along with all the big brand names and mowers, blowers, pressure washers, Echo, Exmark, Toro. I wonder if the Toros trademarked that red color they have, because you can't mistake it. I even see when I drive by, somebody's having their lawn done by a professional team to see where they got their equipment. And most of the time it's from Lewis Lawn because they have a full service department to support them. If something breaks, you want to know you can get it fixed quickly and get back in business because they have a short window to make their money. Lewis Lawn, great people. Chad Sasser is the guy. On point, he can tell you which manufacturers have incentives, discounts, special interest rate programs, and so forth. And then you got Haley, TJ, and Rodney, who you will respect, at Lewis Lawn. 1135 Northeastern Bypass, open Monday through Friday from 7 to 5. And their number is 244-9191.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A new Montgomery City Council member has officially been sworn in. Audrey Billups Graham was sworn in Tuesday night. She will be serving District 4. David Burkett previously held the District 4 seat before he was elected to the State Senate. Nearly 70 Selma City employees have been notified that they'll be laid off from work November 5th due to a lack of funds. Mayor Dario Melton also says the city may not be able to make payroll this week. We reached out to his office for comment, but he was not available. And Troy University students are coming together to help fellow classmates whose homes were destroyed during Hurricane Michael. Students and faculty are preparing for a trip this Saturday to help clean up efforts. Visit our website if you'd like to make a donation. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Spooky activities for kids aren't for you. This year, visit the Haunted House of Adult Fears. You'll encounter personal anxieties, delusions, jealousies, the pushing of emotional hot buttons. Don't blink. At any moment you could face thinning hair, adult acne, a younger colleague gets your promotion, walk in on an extramarital affair, a neighbor gets a really nice new car, reading glasses, corporate downsizing, you're dropped by your insurance carrier, your kid is getting her license.
Absence. In-laws visiting for a week. A plummeting 401k. Cabernet that's gone rancid. The tranny goes out on the Beamer. Experience weight gain before a high school reunion. Bursitis that's flaring up. ED. The Michael Bublé concert is sold out. Experience your worst nightmares. The haunted house of adult fears.
Open only during inconvenient hours in a crowded strip mall with expensive parking through Halloween. Don't miss it.
Remember when food came straight from the farm and fresh-cooked homemade meals were an everyday occurrence? Sweet Creek Farm Market does. Visit the Sweet Creek Cafe and enjoy freshly prepared farm-to-table meals with award-winning barbecue, ice cream, and famous sweet treats. Browse through our large farm market and enjoy lots of fresh produce. Sweet Creek has everything you need for your fall decorating. Pumpkins, corn stalks, hay bales, mums, and more. Bring the whole family to take a break from the city and appreciate the farm life by visiting the Pumpkin Patch and Farm Animals. Choose your homegrown pumpkin from the largest and best-priced selection of pumpkins in town. The third annual Pumpkin Festival at Sweet Creek Farms begins this Saturday and can be enjoyed every Saturday and Sunday throughout the month of October. Sweet Creek will have live music, hay rides, face painting, and lots of sweet treats. Travel back to that simpler time by only going 2 miles out of town. Open 7 days a week, Sweet Creek Farms, 2 miles south of Taylor Road on Highway 231 and Pike Road.
Mr. Sandman. This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, and as you know, the National Fair has a serious impact on many retail businesses. Well, Mr. Sandman is one of those. So in an effort to remain solvent, I have marked down a number of fabulous mattresses and beds. These amazing low prices will end on Halloween. Examples include a queen-size power adjustable bed with dual massage, advertised elsewhere for $10.99, while supplies last $6.99. Several full and queen-size headboards for under $90, twin foam mattresses, $89, king mattresses, $349, nice queen mattresses, only $299. Mr. Sandman also has a number of floor samples at liquidation prices. We have financing and lease programs available. If you need a mattress or bed, at least visit us on the Atlanta Highway in Montgomery or on Highway 14 in Millbrook. You will see the largest selection of mattresses in Central Alabama. We're not pushy. We won't pressure you. Hopefully, you will find the right mattress at a great price. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores, open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hey, this is David Little from Tucker Pecan Company. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 10 years now, and the results have been amazing. Every day, we have new customers that come in that have heard us on all the different radio stations that we advertise on. If you want to help your business grow, the best way to do it is through radio advertising. Through Blue Water Broadcasting. They do a great job in promoting our business and helping us grow our business, and hopefully they can help you grow your business too.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Happy birthday, Norm McDonald.
I wanted to talk about the crocodile hunter.
Did you?
Because I think...
Yeah, you're going to make him sad.
Because I think, you know, it was tragic at the time. But I think... I don't know. People come and then they're shocked. Oh, hey, you wouldn't believe it. Who got killed? The crocodile hunter. Please don't make me laugh at this. He was 44 years old. I'm like, that's a ripe old age for a crocodile hunter. And you know, I had to be pissed about it were the crocodiles, because he got killed by some fruity fish. And, so the crocodiles were like, hey, man, that crocodile hunter got killed. Who did it, Frank? You don't even want to know, man. Please don't give me second. Bill, man, you had a chance once. The guy go, man, I had a chance. I had that mother... He was Tommy the Stick. I could eat him and his head. I don't feel good about this. You remember I ever tell you that story, Bill? Yeah, only 1,000 times.
This is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
It's like having old friends in the studio at the moment as we welcome the gang from United Food and Fuel, Ben McNeil Jr., Jack Hankins. Good to have you with us today.
Hey, good to be here.
Is it possible we're here to discuss the
adorable
Rich Thomas Shane Butler bobblehead doll?
Wow. My mom and dad are not around anymore, but they would be so impressed that my son is on a bobblehead.
That's cool. You gotta be somebody. You see a Greg Budell bobblehead anywhere here?
Oh, not yet.
No.
You know, they're still young.
You have one, and United Food and Fuel is the place to get it. Just to be sure, you have a location on Coliseum Boulevard near across from Eastbrook, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that little store. I'm there quite frequently on Sunday mornings very early, getting my coffee refilled and whatever else I might need that I might have to go down and do in about 10 minutes or so on the thinking stoop.
How have they been received? How are the bobbleheads? And by the way, this is all for the Joy for Life Foundation, and it's a great cause, but how have they been received so far, Jack?
Man, we're just very pleased how well the public's come out. Like you said, Rich, you're a celebrity. Everybody is happy to have Rich out. I tell you,
I work in his shadow.
Kind of reminds me back when I was a young man. I had a little chihuahua in the back of the car shaking his head up and down.
Yeah,
a little bobblehead.
Yeah.
Well, now we got Shane. You know, we're doing it all for the Joy to Life Foundation.
Yeah.
Breast cancer awareness.
Right.
Trying to help people that need preventative care, have mammograms. Everybody's probably been touched by a family member, close friend, or somebody who's had cancer.
Yeah.
So it's been very useful, and we're donating 100% of the funds. $10, you can get any bobblehead or multiple bobbleheads.
$10?
$10.
That's what the bobblehead costs,
That's
right?
what you're worth. $10 for a bobblehead.
All right.
What a great stocking stuffer.
It's just Christmas nice stuff. To know that it's going for such a great cause, though, you know?
Your dad's voice is one of the very first I got to. He and Mr. Sandman were two people I recognized on the radio right away, and it was kind of like meeting a celebrity the first time. How's he doing?
He's doing good. He'll say himself he's semi-retired. He's leaving it mostly to me and Jack to run the business, but you know he gets on the advertisement.
He's a darn good actor. I saw him in a big production at a church over in Old Cougardale several years ago with Susan Woody.
Yeah.
And it was very impressive. Susan's great.
Well, he's got a booming voice, so he'd be great on stage, huh?
Oh, yeah. I wish I could remember the name of the show, but it was it was a lot of fun to see that talented
man. I was kidding Ben Jr. about Dad being a little shy, a little, you know.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to come out of his show one of these days.
One of these days. We'll draw him out. We'll do it right here on this show.
Yeah.
You bring him by. Tell him we all said hello.
I definitely will.
Where are the, they have how many locations? Five?
Have five locations.
All right.
I know about the one on Coliseum Boulevard. That's
300 Coliseum Boulevard. Yeah. Highway 31 North in Prattville.
Okay.
1719 Highway 82 West.
Okay.
In Prattville.
Okay.
Have one at Highway 143 in Elmore and one in Highland Home, Alabama on 331 South.
All right.
For people that...
pretty well scattered.
And which brand of fuel do you get? Texaco.
Sitco.
Red sign, white letters, big red. Texaco hasn't been in business in 40 years. What's wrong with me? How come I remember things that...
You can trust your car to the man who wears a star, right?
Big, bright Texaco star.
Yeah.
And you can get pretty much anything you need, whether you're hungry, you need coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I need some candy.
Yes, sir.
And those other things that... I don't like to admit that I need to buy from time to time, but I do.
Even moon locations. Pies and RC
still
colas,
do the
right?
Moon pies and RCs. Yeah,
that's
we just got
right.
done with that promotion.
What else besides the bobblehead? And it's at all five, right?
Yep. Yes, sir.
Okay, and you can go in and get it and take it with you. I would do that soon. I have a feeling these are going to go flying off the shelf pretty quickly.
Yes, sir. 100% of the proceeds going directly to the Joy for Life. So if you donate $10, of course, you'll get the bobblehead. And you can get as many as you want. We're not limiting to one bobblehead
boy.
Per person.
Oh, boy.
Several folks have bought multiple bobbleheads.
Yeah, we had a customer come in buy five at a time.
I'm not
that
surprised.
Right?
For real.
I'm not surprised.
So how are my relatives doing?
also, for those of you, because I've seen it happen, this poor guy, he gets blamed for any weather that people don't like or something that didn't happen that he thought was going to happen. So if you have a Rich Thomas bobblehead, you can smack him on the, you can bobble the head while you're, and release your frustrations.
Yeah, you can do that in person if you want, if you don't have a bobblehead, too.
We'll be doing the forecast here in a second. All right, just to make sure everybody understands basics here at all five United Food and Fuel locations, the Rich Thomas bobblehead doll, $10. All proceeds go to Joy to Life. Anything else you want to mention about your stores and service stations?
No, just we thank our customers and continue shopping with us. Thank you for doing business with us.
Great local business, indeed. So thank you for coming by today. It's good to see you guys.
Thank you.
Don't be strangers. Come back again sometime.
We'll do it.
Certainly.
Thank you.
All righty.
Appreciate it, guys.
Speaking of Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply, the most trusted name in metal roofing solutions. Call them today at 694-6695.
You know, our forecast for today is cooler than yesterday by about 10 degrees, and that's a step in the right direction. Mostly cloudy today. There's been a few light showers roaming around, but I don't think it's going to be a big deal. We'll mention the chance of a shower. I've got the rain chances in the 20 to 30% range today. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy, cooler, overnight low temperature 56 tomorrow. Sunshine dominates. Should be a comfortable day. Should be a nice Thursday. We arranged this and went to great trouble because it's Jay's birthday, and so we have a nice day with a high around 79. Friday, mostly cloudy as the clouds increase again with a high temperature in the upper 70s. Risk of showers by Friday night. Scattered showers and thunderstorms increasing on Saturday and becoming more numerous as a frontal system approaches, a very important front that arrives. Check out my video this morning. You'll see the dramatic arrival on Saturday night of this front, and the models are agreeing now. And behind it, some really nice air. We're talking about a breezy, cooler fall day with sunshine, highs in the upper 60s on Sunday, lows at night, on Sunday night into Monday morning in the 40s. I'm talking about the middle 40s. Right now this morning, cloudy skies. Showers are a few sprinkles in the area. East winds at 7 miles per hour. Temperature is 68 at 6 at... No. It's not 6:33. It would be on the Pacific time zone, but it's 8:33 here in Montgomery.
We're getting confused because we're watching these West Coast baseball games.
I know.
And we've been traveling back and forth between different time zones.
You are right.
Let's take this call. We don't know who you are, but I'm ready to write your name down. Hello?
Hey, this is Sam with Rotary.
Sam with Rotary. How are you?
I was going to give you an update on the Winona and the Big Boys concert, tell you how much money we raised.
Please.
Yes.
Let me do the dramatic drum roll, and then you can announce that number.
Due to the generosity of the great people of Montgomery, we raised over $300,000.
Holy cow. Man, that's amazing. That's
it
absolutely amazing.
It was wonderful. It did include matching funds, and we had a great crowd. And, you know, ticket sales were a little slow until I got onto your station, and somehow they just perked right up. So
we're glad to hear that, too. Believe me, we're very, very glad to hear that, especially for the great cause. So, and the great work that the... should I say Rotarians? Is that the
right
word? Yes,
Rotarians is a good word.
Okay, good.
Thank you so much for all your help, and we really appreciate it. We're going to eradicate polio before you know it.
That's an amazing and noble goal, and good luck with it. I hope it's sooner than later.
Thanks a lot. Thank you.
All right. Sam from the Rotary. Wow, 300 grand. That's an incredible success. 8:34, I had a friend. I had a pair of tickets and gave it, and they met some friends there and actually wound up sitting almost in the front row, which is kind of cool. 8:35 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Down to the traffic dungeon. When we're back, we'll have our morning maroon nominees and some stupid news.
Prime South Bank is where they have what it takes for you to live your best life, your prime life. As they celebrate 60 years of serving the local area, you get the gifts of free checking and amazing service. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Hey everybody, Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. A few little indicators of trouble this morning, but the cameras aren't showing anything. 65 southbound, just north of Highway 143, an indicator there, but no slowdown, no vehicles on the side of the road. Also seeing some slow traffic as you approach North Boulevard and come on around over the river to Clay Street. A little bit slow right there. also on 85 southbound from the Eastern Boulevard down to almost Perry Hill Road. Seeing a little bit of slow stuff right there. Taylor Road from I-85 almost all the way back to Vaughan Road is kind of slow. And the southbound 85 lanes around Chantilly Parkway are beginning to crowd up just a little bit. Want a custom deck? Get a free estimate from Prestige Home Improvements. They also do painting, privacy fencing, and improvements. Call 398-1765. That's 398-1765. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Hello, Morgan Freeman here with a Halloween tip. Remember, trick-or-treaters, look both ways before you cross the street. Unless it's a one-way street, then look one way. Unless it's a one-way street near my house, then go back to looking both ways. Because I drive like a crazy... Oh, it exhilarates me. Just like skydiving, shotgunning lighter fluid, and killing census takers. Happy Halloween!
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Nearly 70 Selma City employees have been notified that they'll be laid off from work November 5th due to a lack of funds. Mayor Dario Melton also says the city may not be able to make payroll this week. We reached out to his office for comment, but he was not available. A new Montgomery City Council member has officially been sworn in. Audrey Billups Graham was sworn in Tuesday night. She will be serving District 4. David Burkett previously held the District 4 seat before he was elected to the State Senate. And Troy University students are coming together to help fellow classmates whose homes were destroyed during Hurricane Michael. Students and faculty are preparing for a trip this Saturday to help clean up efforts. Visit our website if you'd like to make a donation. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. How to sell your home in this market. Our market has changed in 2018 from a buyer's market to a seller's market. 45% of the listings in the River region have sold in 60 days or less. I recently had two listings that sold in 7 days or less. In today's market, you must price your home properly for the current market. Have the home in showroom condition at all times. Budget in your price to pay for a portion of closing costs. Be able to show your home with just a few hours' notice. Make sure any repairs you have put off, get them fixed now. Painting, landscaping, repairing any rotten wood will pay dividends in a better price and a quicker sale. Here at the Goodson Group, we have a 10-point plan of action to get your home sold. For more information, call your real estate source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or email me, bogoodson@charter.net.
Boo! Guess who? That's right. This is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. If your finances are haunting you, it's time to call Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. That's 567-4223. What if I told you that the money you've been looking for all this time is in your home? This is no trick. By refinancing your mortgage, you may be eligible to lower your interest rate or eliminate monthly mortgage insurance. Would you like to pay off credit card debt, make home improvements, or fund a large purchase? A mortgage refinance may be the answer. What are you waiting for? If your current mortgage payment makes you scream, then it's time to call the Alabama Home Mortgage Team. Clear the cobwebs. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223. Or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Mob rule or the rule of law? That's what's on the line in this year's elections. This is Justice Tom Parker. You all saw how the leftist mobs tried to tear down Justice Kavanaugh. They want me to be next. I've served for 13 years on the Alabama Supreme Court as a strong but independent conservative voice. I've taken on and beaten the Southern Poverty Law Center and been outspoken that Roe v. Wade and Obergefell were wrongly decided. And I'm a strong supporter of President Trump and his efforts to put more conservatives on our federal courts. The leftist mob doesn't like that. They want judges who will overturn our laws and look the other way when the leftist mob tries to destroy our society. This is Justice Tom Parker, Republican for Chief Justice. I'm asking for your vote to keep Alabama's courts a place where the rule of law is respected and not where the mob rules. Paid for by Tom Parker for Chief Justice, Box 11822, Montgomery 36111.
Hey, River Region, Dave Ramsey here. The thing about Christmas is it's the same time every year. This means you have absolutely no excuse not to plan ahead and budget for gifts. I recommend you visit my friends at Southern Homes and Gardens, Alabama's premier Christmas store. Southern Homes and Gardens is locally owned and operated for over 38 years, and they carry a huge variety of long-lasting, lifelike Christmas trees, always 50% off. You can also get gorgeous poinsettias and holiday greenhouse favorites for your gift buying. They have a wide selection of budget-friendly pre-wrapped gifts, plus an endless selection of store-wide gift specials, up to 50% off and on-site personalization. Choose from exquisite decor and hundreds of ornaments. So visit Southern Homes and Gardens today. Call 334-387-0440. Or visit SouthernHomesAndGardens.com. Tell them Dave sent you.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Who's ready to party?
Today?
Not today! Not today!
Well, why not today?
Because it's just Wednesday.
What's today? Today's Wednesday?
Wednesday? Wednesday's tough.
Are you sure?
Wednesday's okay. All right.
Turn on the radio.
Turn on the radio.
Turn up the volume.
The stage is set. The principal players are in position. The curtain is up.
It's showtime.
Is that where we are, the principal players at 8:42?
It's time.
It is time. It's
time for...
Stupid
news.
What news?
Stupid news.
Let's go.
The Stupid News and World Report with me, your anchorman, Craig Boodle.
Hi, Mr. Boodle.
Jay's birthday is tomorrow. Now, he's not going to be this old, but I thought I'd give you a little preview.
I'm on the way.
And this is from the York Press, so you know it's true. According to a new study, there is a point where life gets easier. And you have to wait 4 more years because it's age 44.
Oh, okay.
Study found that people stress out in their 20s over things like finding a job, saving money, and dating. And, you know, this is so true. It's absolutely true because when you get to be my age, you look back at those times and you remember how stressed you were and you were focused on the next rung up the radio ladder or the girl you were trying to catch, all that stuff. And you never really took a moment and drank it all in. And it goes by very quickly. They found out that people stress in their 30s over things like advancing a career. Look what happened to you in your 30s. They teamed you up with me.
That is correct.
What a step in they career did, advancement right? That was.
I'm
You were gonna say what?
I'm in the sidecar of your rocket to success. What was? What was that we used to say with
rocket to success?
With Susan here or something? She's like, yes, I am the passenger on your rocket to success.
I think we still have that.
Something like that. I can't remember.
Yeah.
Oh man.
You it's realize. Not your usual morning show.
Listen, Toots, there are at least 10, maybe 12 people still flourishing in their Miami radio careers because they started with me.
Does that mean that one day I'll be big time?
You might be a little bit old for that. You are with me. You are in the passenger seat of my rocket to success. How's that rocket doing?
Houston, we have a problem.
That was clever.
Greg and Susan.
Yeah, nice.
I can't believe
You're old.
You're a little too old.
What in the world?
Oh, that was just part of the playful fun.
Oh, it was. It was. You realize I've been tomorrow. I guess it wouldn't be tomorrow. It would be next year. This time next year, should I still be around?
Don't say that.
You know, I will have spent half of my life, 50% of my life in this building.
That's amazing. And you know what? That's extremely
rare. What does
that
look mean on your face, Emily?
I'm smiling.
That is so rare that somebody can do that.
I don't know what that's like. Like, I've never had that in my life where I've been some... Like, I don't think I've ever lived a whole year in the same zip code. So, I don't know what it's like to live in the house that I was brought home from the hospital in, or to even live in a house for more than, like, 4 years. And all that stuff, or work at the same place for more than, I think I was at the zoo in Mobile for 6 years. Like, that's the, I don't know what it's like. And so that's why I made that face. I was smiling, but my brain was also processing things you'll never have.
I could have had, you know, the longest, good my thing. Longest, that's one thing he and I have in common, my longest continuous employment under one roof is here.
Yeah.
Well, fingers crossed that happens for old lady Hayes.
I mean, yes. My longest continuous employment is with Blue Water, but I also predate Blue Water in this building by ever how many years.
And by the way, my next 5 years begin December 18th, so.
What do you mean your next 5 years?
All I have to do is keep living.
Well, we'd all appreciate that.
They decided they wanted to keep me, so they picked up my option.
You have a contract?
Yeah.
Should we have those?
We all have, I'm using air quotes, we all have a contract.
Do I have a contract?
You do, in a sense.
You know what, you have a contract with your conscience, because it'll eat you alive if you relieve us. It'll just eat you alive.
They're not going anywhere.
Good.
Have we finished the Halloween thing?
No.
Oh, well,
we didn't
you
do
know,
that.
Jay's birthday is tomorrow. Throw caution to the wind.
That's a great idea. Throw caution to the wind. With Mr. Steady, half his life here. In the same house, right?
And the rest of my life in the same house.
And I've known him. It's the 14th year I've known him. He's the first person that trained me when I came here to work. And I still haven't been to his house. Mm. But I understand. It's okay.
Fine.
I'm not mad. Not upset about that at all. 6:48.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
it's 8:48.
It's 8:48.
You know, I caught that from Rich. Rich did the same exact thing in the weather at the bottom of the hour. And I think it's because we've been watching all these West Coast baseball games.
Mm.
So we're a little confused on our time. It's 8:48.
Well, I just don't want someone to be like, oh, crap.
Yeah. Dang. Where did the morning go? If you are in the market for a car,
they should go to Jackie.
Well, yeah. You know what? It depends on your needs. Of course... The Signature pre-owns, you can find a 2018 that's pre-owned with just a couple of thousand miles on it in all types of varieties of cars and extend the warranty to 100,000 miles bumper to bumper. That's great, and that's what I did last year, a year ago at this time at Jack Ingram. But when we needed a car for my stepson, I'd heard Dan Morris talk about Tip Tames with such reverence. I said, well, let's go see him first and see what we got. And not only did we leave there with a car for my stepson, Mrs. Ritterbuttle had always wanted a Nissan Juke, and I asked Tip, do you happen to have one of those?
Those are fun cars.
They are. That is a hot little SUV with a great look, and we got one of those, too, and then a year later, I got to have a car. I turned in my hybrid, and I got, what a deal, because I only asked Tip to do me a couple of favors in that. Lower my monthly payment, which he did by $130, give me something, I wanted an SUV. And thanks to Donnie Turner, who said, you better get rid of this hybrid before its value drops any further. It worked out great. I didn't have to take a dime out of my pocket and still lowered my payment $130 a month with that 100,000-mile warranty. So you'll find something in the category and type and style of car you're shopping. Great names like Audi and Mercedes-Benz, Nissan. My sister, the nuclear physicist, will not drive anything but a Nissan. And she knows her science. Porsche. Volvo, and more. Of course, VW as well. At Jack Ingram, 235 Northeastern Bypass. Browse online. You can shop 17 different ways from Sunday, depending on whether you're looking for a model or a price range at jackingram.com. Hardshell.
Good morning, everyone. How are you?
Good.
Spunt. We're spunt.
Greg, did you say they renewed your contract or they put out a contract? Because little words make big differences sometimes.
They picked up the option.
Ah.
So I'm wrapping up the first 5 years and then the next five.
Well,
and they didn't hesitate. They did that like 6 months ago.
Let me just say, on behalf of all of your many, many fans, to go back to the very beginning in this market, that's a contract we'll celebrate the continuation of.
I appreciate that, but you know what? It won't mean anything if I don't have Jay and Emily and Rich. I mean, that's part of the fun. I want everybody to have 5 years. A 5 year sentence.
Five years.
You have a fantastic team there assembled right now.
Oh.
I sure do.
Well, dang.
The best ever, in my humble opinion. And,
y'all
you know,
doing.
And above and beyond that, thanks for the call, Hartshell. Above and beyond that, the beauty of it is a boss who trusts us and doesn't micromanage every break and all that kind of stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's in our business today. That is amazing.
Indeed, it is.
We're at 8:51. Our morning room nominees right after our final break.
This is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay, okay.
Oh, no, they got motion sensor lights. Let's get out of here.
Ooh, is that an arborvitae? Wow.
Get in the car, Bubba.
All right, all right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
At Nuke's Eatery, we believe in instant gratification. So a selection of our signature salads and sandwiches are always ready in our grab-and-go cooler. Sandwiches, soups, salads, sides, we make everything fresh every day. Flame-grilled, hand-sliced, made from scratch. We take our time so you don't have to. Just run in, grab, and go. Rushed lunch, hectic dinner, you never have to compromise for convenience. Dash in the grab-and-go entrance for something extraordinary, like the black and blue salad, loaded baked potato soup, chicken salad on croissant, or in a container for the whole family. This isn't fast food. It's good food, fast. Don't do the drive-thru. Grab and go. It's always ready at Nuke's Eatery.
Now at Nuke's, the Express Market, with freshly prepared goodness meals to go. Grab and go proteins, house-made sauces. You'll be the hero at your next dinner.
Hello, I'm Ben McNeil with United Food and Fuel Citgo, and we're excited to be tailgating with you. Stop by and you'll find hot pizza, cold beer, fried chicken, Coca-Cola products, Golden Flake snacks, and Monster Energy drinks. Everything you need for tailgating. Plus, be sure to ask about our rewards program. We're fueling good at United Food and Fuel, your tailgating headquarters. Home of the 99-cent special and quality Citgo tri-clean gasoline.
United Food.
Hi, folks, this is Rusty. If you've got your mind on your money and your money on your mind, you'll love the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Weekday evenings at 7, right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Remember when food came straight from the farm and fresh-cooked homemade meals were an everyday occurrence? Sweet Creek Farm Market does. Visit the Sweet Creek Cafe and enjoy freshly prepared farm-to-table meals with award-winning barbecue, ice cream, and famous sweet treats. Browse through our large farm market and enjoy lots of fresh produce. Sweet Creek has everything you need for your fall decorating. Pumpkins, corn stalks, hay bales, mums, and more. Bring the whole family to take a break from the city and appreciate the farm life by visiting the pumpkin patch and farm animals. Choose your homegrown pumpkin from the largest and best priced selection of pumpkins in town. The third annual Pumpkin Festival at Sweet Creek Farms begins this Saturday and can be enjoyed every Saturday and Sunday throughout the month of October. Sweet Creek will have live music, hay rides, face painting, and lots of sweet treats. Travel back to that simpler time by only going 2 miles out of town. Open 7 days a week, Sweet Creek Farms, 2 miles south of Taylor Road on Highway 231 and Pike Road.
That was Sweet Cheeks for Sweet Creek.
Hey! Hey now.
Oh, Sweet Cheeks.
Before we do the Morning Maroon nominees, we have Lotto Dave on the line. Why didn't you buy us a winner, man? We're still...
I know. I went by and seen the big billboard. It says 868, and I said, damn, I didn't win again.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Greg's got to work out all 5 of those years on the new contract now.
So you're going to, I was going to hope to cut it back to like 4.5. are you going back to buy more tickets?
I will get them if it's possible.
Let me know. I've got $20, and out of that, you can keep $1 for yourself.
Oh, thanks you so much.
No,
they're $2 a ticket.
Okay, so we get 10. I'd like to give you $20 and get 10 tickets. And we are cutting you in, so since you're the courier.
Okay, well, I'll pick up your $20 worth. I earn my keep by driving a truck.
Right, and if you come to collect the money and I'm not here, just ask for Rick Peters. He'll be glad to get it.
I appreciate that. You know, I'm sure Rick will go right along with it.
Let's just keep taking a chance, all right? We'll keep educating those kids in Florida and Georgia while our legislators here in Alabama sit on their 18th century duffs and keep us in the dark ages.
Hey.
I understand.
Thanks,
you can't stop somebody from doing something that they're going to do.
Right, which is what we're going to do right now with the Morning Maroons. Thanks for the call. Catch up with us later in the week.
Yeah, he keeps anger in the afternoons.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. It's time for today's Morning Maroon nominees as proof. The dumbest of the dumb today. All right. We have a fugitive.
Oh,
fugitive.
24-year-old guy named Jesse Vaughn Lawson in Greensburg. He is Greensburg, Pennsylvania. There's been a warrant out for his arrest. The cops went to his girlfriend's house to try and find him. She said, I haven't seen him in a week. But her 4-year-old son was standing right behind him. He says, I've seen him. He's hiding from you in the electrical room here in the house.
Oh, kids.
Now, there's a kid that was taught, don't lie, and he practiced it. So he is now facing additional charges for flight, et cetera. All right, that's nominee number one. Number two, 69-year-old Edwin Smith in Cleveland County, North Carolina, who set up booby traps to protect his house after there had been some burglaries in the neighborhood. Including a shotgun that was set up to fire if somebody opened the back door. And Monday morning, somebody opened the back door. Unfortunately for Edwin, it was himself. He had gone out. Guess what was out there? He went out to feed... squirrels! And forgot that the gun was set. He survived. In the meantime, he just put a sign up on his house that says, stay the hell out, crackheads, meth heads, heroin users, drug dealers. Oh, and no illegal aliens either. He may or may not live to see 70. And finally, we have a woman in England who wanted to sell some furniture online. Nice stuff, too. Beautiful furniture. She took photos before putting them online. Put them online without realizing that one of the pieces of furniture was a bureau with a mirror that showed her naked.
Oh, no.
In the reflection. And guess who found it? Her son.
No.
Oh.
So who's the dumbest of the dumb?
I think that's pretty dumb. You've got,